FM 90.3 WJTL, Finding Faith with Good Hands. Desperation Band, Make a Way. Good morning to you. 7:04. Fred and Mindy hanging out with you this morning. And we have very special guests from the Salvation Army, Lancaster and Harrisburg, Cindy Minnick and Lieutenant Michael Buzzard are with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Michael is the Assistant Command Officer here in Lancaster. Michael, anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, sure. I'll give a good morning to my children, Jake and Lily. I hope they're getting ready for school this morning, listening to Mommy. That's the most part there.
Yes.
And I'll give a good morning to Mommy as she's trying to get them ready for school without Daddy.
Tell us a little bit about Salvation Army.
Absolutely. So the Salvation Army here in Lancaster has a very large operation, actually one of the largest here on the East Coast. And we help thousands here in our area with food, and we help with many, you know, the utility amenities. And we have many programs, including helping men that are in transition from rehab programs. We have our Pathway of Hope, which just yesterday received a grant from the PA Senate for $750,000. We reunite or we help families step up and get education and housing, all kinds of amazing programs there. But we also work with children, and there's just too much to number there. But we just are hands and feet in our community, without a doubt.
Yeah, we love that. Cindy Minnick is with us. She's the Special Events and Communications Coordinator at the Harrisburg Salvation Army.
Yes.
And anybody you want to say hi to this morning, Cindy?
Sure. I'd love to say hi to my husband, Scott Minnick, and my son, Josh, as he's getting ready to go to high school there in Cumberland Valley.
Very nice. And you want to talk a little bit about, I know with Christmas season coming up, you guys do Red Kettle. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. You know, the Red Kettles fund us throughout the year. And a lot of people don't realize that, but I know in Harrisburg we have 11 programs and services that we offer, and everything from youth to self-sufficiency to food pantry to breakfast feeding program. So it takes a lot of money. Our budget's almost $2.8 million a year. So the Red Kettles, we need help manning those. We need help even signing up people as well for Christmas applications.
If folks want to volunteer to be a part of that this Christmas, how can they best do that?
Absolutely. Both of us, Lancaster and Harrisburg, have websites that you can go to, SalvationArmyHarrisburg.org or SalvationArmyLancaster.org.
Very cool. And what's the commitment time for that if folks want to help out? When do you guys start doing that?
So you can go ahead and just contact our offices. We're very flexible with commitment times and have different hours for each different program. And maybe if you can't even commit with a kettle or an event over Christmas, we have programs throughout the year that we would love to have people involved with. If your heart's with children, we'll find a program for you. If your heart's with adults, we'll find a program for you.
Well, check it out online, SalvationArmyLancaster.org or SalvationArmyHarrisburg.org. We'll talk more with Cindy and Michael coming up in just a bit. Also, music around the corner, Jason Castro, Stephen Curtis Chapman,